Okay, my name is Tony Shelley. I'm a photographer based in the West End of Leicester. We are here at the Chapel Gallery, which is within the Methodist Church in Bishop Street. And this is the second day of my lockdown exhibition called A Society Corralled, which consists of 8 large format pinhole pictures and over 100 what I call snapshots. All the images were shot over in the first 15 months of lockdown. And I found that lockdown has been, for me, the most creative period in my photographic life. Where that come from, I don't know. It all began on the night that Boris Johnson announced that we were going into lockdown, and my wife informed me that we've got no Earl Grey tea bags. So we immediately went down to our local supermarket and we saw mass panic. The first time I'd ever witnessed it anywhere in Britain over food. And so I went into action with my phone camera, and began to make images of empty shelves, people running in and out. And then the following day, I began a plan of photographing the empty streets. It's what I called at the time capturing the silence, and I've never stopped since. So and this exhibition reflects that in part. I began by photographing the streets, it was the emptiness. It was almost, although this is probably a too melodramatic word, it was almost apocalyptic. But my wife and I used to go out for longish walks, well, as much as we were allowed, taking in a different area. And over the coming weeks, the pictures began to tell a story. At first, I just saw them as individual images, individual shots, which may or may not record a part of history. But then they began to tell a story. Round about 3 or 4 months into lockdown, I received my new camera, which I had made by a company in Liverpool. And it was a 5x4 large format camera, of which I attached a pinhole, which I had made in Germany. It was a laser cut pinhole, because I've been a lifelong lover of pinhole photography. And then I began to look around my home, and things I'd taken for granted for the last 10 years we'd been in the house began to have a different resonance. The front door became the limitation as to where I could go, and the garden became like a prison yard. I'd already read a book by Jimmy Boyle called The Pain of Confinement, and it all began to emerge of how enclosed society has become. And even the doors, the kitchen was like the nerve centre of the house, my favourite chair. And the most painful one was the pile of toys near the window, where we'd got a new granddaughter, and we couldn't even hold her. We couldn't, so we got introduced to her by Zoom, but the toys remained there, dusty and unused. And it all began to sort of close in on me. And so I wanted to record it. And then there was one day I wanted to capture time passing of time in a different way. So I set up 2 candles for a pinhole shot. And it was, I think, between 4.5 to 5 hour exposure. And then the final print shows the line of candles burning down. And that, to me, I've never seen time passing in such a way. And then I started to write about it. And a friend of mine in Italy contacted me, and I had an article with pictures published in New Zealand about lockdown in the West End of Leicester. So it all became very creative. And the thing is, it found me. I didn't go looking for this project. The project found me. And I'm still doing it, because now I'm beginning to photograph the opening up of society. All very interesting, to me anyway. There was, on Facebook, which I'd recently come back to, I'd actually posted some lockdown pictures and some pictures of where people had left their rubbish in a certain area of Leicester. And somebody come back to me in the most vehement and horrible way, almost accusing me of setting the shot up. And I was just photographing what was there. And then a couple of other people chipped in as well. And so I wasn't very savvy but with Facebook and how to block people. So I did that. But I have to say, it quite upset me. Because I was being attacked for something that I was just recording, and I didn't understand that. But that was the only down point, really. I've been quite interested in looking at people's lockdown experiences all over the world. A couple of photographers in America, theirs is very different to ours because they live in vast open spaces, so lockdown is probably no different to the way they live. People in New York, very good friend of mine was locked down in New York in an apartment for several weeks. So it was interesting. But generally they were well received. But I think it's like the exhibition itself. Some people will like it, some people will not like it, some people will hate it. But that's the way life is. That's life anyway. I certainly think there's a certain element of me that runs through them because I've been a lifelong sufferer with depression of various degrees. And I certainly think the darkness, particularly of the big prints, particularly of the pinhole, is a certain amount of depression of which most people felt. I certainly did. But my wife has been a wonderful support throughout, and we actually kept very busy, but I know I was lucky that I had her support and friends who we were Zooming with every week. But I think on the streets you could feel that anxiety from people. Do you remember when people were avoiding each other and walking, you know? And there's one elderly gentleman who. Walking in Westcoats Drive, and I walked across the road, and he shouted to me, "I haven't got the plague, you know," but he did it in a humorous way, and we stopped and chatted across the pavement, and we were both saying that we never thought we would see this in our lifetime. Overall, I think it's something we've got to learn to live with. I think there's possibly more. Personally, I think there'll probably be another wave. There'll probably be another lockdown. I forgot the expression that Keir Starmer used, but a quick lockdown. But all I can say is that it revives something in me, creatively, that I've not felt in 40 years of photography. I'm not arrogant enough to say that it actually explains everything of how I felt. All I can do as a photographer is record what I see. If people read other things into them, I'd be very interested to hear their opinions on them, good or bad. But all I know is that for me, it was a way of seeing. It was a way of dealing with it. It was a way of... you know, as I said before, being of a depressive nature most of my life, it actually helped kill some of the depression in me. And there's many more projects to do. You know, I've got another couple in the pipeline, which I'm doing. But has it been an enjoyable process? Probably that's the wrong word. It's been an interesting process, and it's been a very, very huge learning curve for me, not just with photography, but with society, with people. Hence the name, Society Corralled. We're all being corralled into this. And as everybody knows, when you corral people together, even in their own little boxes, some get on, some don't. I've been very fortunate. They can come here every day at the Chapel Gallery in Bishop Street in Leicester. As I say, it's set within this beautiful Methodist church, and it's on from Monday, August the 27th, which was yesterday, until Friday, September the 3rd. And the gallery is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Most days. It closes at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday, obviously, it's here for the services, so if anybody comes.